In the case of Senegal, the different methods that will be used is the use of insecticide impregnated targets and insecticide sprays on cattle. So both the targets and the cattle will attract the flies, and when they land, they will pick up the insecticides and die. But using these methods, there will always be a certain relict population, and these relict populations we tend to tackle with a technique that is called the sterile insect technique.
How harmful are tsetse flies for the economy of the region?
Now, if we look at the Niay area, this is an area that has a specific microclimate. It is located close to the coast. And this is an area that is really well suited to keep more upgraded exotic cattle. But these cattle cannot survive there because of the presence of the tsetse fly. So if we can remove the fly in a sustainable way, it will have an enormous socioeconomic impact on the farmer population there.
How long will it take for the complete eradication of tsetse fly from Senegal?
Well, maybe that's something that is difficult to predict. The first phase, this feasibility phase, lasted from 2006 to 2011. And as of 2012, the real operational phase started. The whole target area was divided into three blocks. In the first block, the last wild fly so far was trapped in 2012. So their progress has been excellent. Currently, the release activities are ongoing still in block one and are shifting to block two. And it is expected that if everything goes well, that the project could end by end 2015, let's say mid-2016.
There are some people who are concerned that by eradicating tsetse flies, we are messing with nature.
It's not a question of eradicating that species. It is eradicating a population that has an enormous, negative impact on the socioeconomics of a particular place. Tsetse flies are very peculiar in that they have a very, very low reproductive capacity. So the populations in nature are usually quite low and they are rather inactive. So there is no evidence whatsoever that tsetse flies are the sole food of certain predators, of certain birds, for instance. So there is no indication whatsoever that if you would remove that population from the Niay, that you would have any impact on the ecology of the area.